IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. You are listening to I'm Atar, the host of this program. Please accept our condolences on behalf of me, Mr. Mahmoud, the producer of the program Viewpoints, and all the staff of Call of Islam Radio. With me in the studio are two guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Muhammad Khani and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Well, welcome to the show, and Sheikh Muhammad Khani, assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. It's an honor to be here.
So for today's discussion, we want to discuss one of the rituals which is done usually in the morning processions or the ceremonies done in the month of Muharram by some minorities of the Shias all around the world, and that is the ritual of tatbir. In Arabic, they say Qamazani in Farsi or Turkish, because Qama is a Turkish word, and so roughly translated into English as self-flagellation. Mm. You know, just using a piece of knife or a dagger on the forehead, especially to blood, in remembrance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy that was done on the 61 AH according to the Hijra calendar. So the passionate aspect of the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam finds a place in here. Especially when you look at the people who are doing this tatbih thing, the young generation, okay, who are passionate, and in this, for example, this sure chest beating, okay, or latam, they are doing this with this passionate thing. So maybe some of the scholars have thought that, okay, in order to attract the young generation, this would be a nice
There were many reasons, because the scholars, the Shias, were oppressed in Iraq at that time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can see that, how they were oppressed by the rulers in the Iraq all the time. So it was a kind of,
terrifying reaction.
Yeah. Okay. And through this, people were coming to their religion. Uh-huh. Within the territory of Iraq, when the media was not this way, the way we can see now.
Okay.
But today, when we see this media, you can see all the maraji, all the jurists have the fatwa. If it causes wahan, if it causes the, wahan is, weakening the religion.
Yes. Mm.
If people think about your religion
people despising the religion. Yes.
With the Daesh and all those, obviously, these are definitely the things that are defaming the religion. So if it is the reason, then it is haram. So one of the things is this. Obviously, they're not clearly saying that because of some reasons. Maybe there are different reasons behind it. If they're not clearly saying, those who are not saying it.
That's right.
But obviously, they are giving the same fatwa. Mm-hmm. That if anything that marks on your body permanently and it results in a defect in your body.
Yes, injuring.
The second thing is, if it is the cause of wahan of the religion, then obviously it is haram. This is how they are basically saying it. Obviously, gradually, with the passage of time, we might see like all the maraji will give the fatwa of haram, because it does not have more than 200 years history.
Yes.
What I was saying, like in the Orthodox, obviously we see that because they have a ideology of the Jesus Christ to be,
sacrificed for our sins.
So basically, they have this ideology, and
they have this in the
religion.
Right.
Might be 200 years ago, some Christians who became Muslim, when they heard about Imam Hussein's history, they started to do this.
Uh-huh.
Because in India, Indo-Pak, like India and Pakistan, we have many rituals, many customs that have been taken from the Hindu religion, and they have brought to the Shia religion.
That's right.
When these Hindus become Muslim and Shia. So there are many customs that are similar between the Hindus and the Shias when they perform. The Shias are performing on the month of like Muharram. For example, Hindus, they have their own statues and the big statues which they take, and they have this kind of procession.
Yes.
On the day of Muharram, you can see on the internet. There are many places in Pakistan where the Shias, even in the India, where they make this Taziana, for example. So this is a kind of, similar to what they used to do.
Yes.
But now it has a religious Islamic name on it. It has the name of Imam Hussein. And they say, like, we are making. There is no sense of such Taziana, what they make.
That's right.
It does not give you any remembrance of Karbala. But the only thing is, historically, it's been, it's been raised for 700 years or maybe 400 years or 300 years. So we have these customs. Mm-hmm. The main issue is that whenever you leave Karbala mm-hmm. as a combat and you take it as a custom,
okay.
then obviously it is a religion of custom. It is this. It is something to practice as a custom.
That's right. Two great oppositions to tatbir were done by two of the outstanding ulama, one of whom was the fatwa that was given by Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani. Mm-hmm. It said that in استعمال السيوف والسلاسل والتبول والأواق وما يجري اليوم في المواكب العذاب يوم عاشوراء إنما هو محرم وهو غير شرعي. This is the exact mm-hmm. phrase of the fatwa of Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani, that using, for example, the
blade,
swords,
knife, sword,
yeah, drums, and the swords and the drums, you know.
Blood spilling, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, the horns and something like that are forbidden. Also, Sayyid Muhsin al-Amin, with writing a very great book, At-Tanzih lil-A'mal al-Shabih, mm-hmm. you know, he was trying to correct the mourning processions of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam with criticizing all these rituals. And some of the scholars have said that maybe such rituals deviate the minds of the people from the true message of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam.
Yeah, that could be argued as well. Uh-huh. It can, especially in our time where... when you look at how the mourning processions are being perceived, especially in the Western world, mm-hmm. you'll find, for example, you just have to Google it. As yes. soon as you Google Ashura, instead of seeing pictures and posters where it's justice against injustice,
yes.
you know, like establishing true Islamic mm-hmm. teachings, all about true Islamic teachings. I remember it from my own school time back when I used to study in Denmark. When you opened the book, the first chapter, when you came to Shia Islam, the first chapter was a picture of a lot of Muslims that were walking in the streets with blood everywhere.
Oh.
So basically, I would say that's definitely defaming the religion. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
Because any person who sees that scene or that picture would be disgusted by it. They will feel a feeling of disgust within yes. themselves, and that's completely natural, right? Mm-hmm. And then I remember the chapter about Sunni Islam, mm-hmm. and there were you saw like thousands of people standing there in plain white clothes mm-hmm. worshiping their Lord in a mosque, you know, mm-hmm. in Salatul Jama'ah.
Yeah.
So basically, the way they were depicting things were very different,
yes.
right? So people, they had this understanding that these Shias, there's just some sort of a cultural sect that perform extremist ideas, blood spilling,
okay.
like some of these Hindus or extremist Hindus
yes.
or extremist Christian groups they do as well. So I think it's very important that we understand that these rituals should lead us to that aim which we talked about in the beginning,
yes.
right? It's not something which is defined by the Lord for us to be stubborn about them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say a person who's non-Muslim, because certain individuals, they'll be like, so what if non-Muslims, they have an issue with it. They have an issue with your prayer, they have an issue with your tawaf. But those are all actions which are defined by our Lord. These actions or these rituals are not defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can't be stubborn about it and be like, oh, I'm going to stick to it. I don't care what people think. No, you should care about what people think in these circumstances,
yes.
in okay. these situations.
Yes.
That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, right? So in contrary to, let's say, tawaf, for example, when you walk around the Kaaba, if they made fun of it, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined this ritual for us, right? With a greater purpose
mm-hmm.
to reach an aim. Yes, it's a ritual, but it's defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rituals, okay. when it comes to mourning for Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, a lot of them, they're not defined by the Shari'ah.
That's right.
They're not defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Neither through the Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we shouldn't be stubborn when we see that there's certain rituals which is creating more discord
mm-hmm.
and creating more disgust and defaming the religion. We shouldn't be stubborn about it and stick to it as if, no, it's Wahim Munzal, like they say in
yes.
Arabic, right? As
absolute
if it's
revelation,
absolute yeah. revelation from the Allah right. subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's not.
It's not. That's right.
You know, the funny thing is,
yes.
especially in Indo Pak,
yes.
you know, they have this zanjir, like in the chain, which,
yes.
with the
with
blades.
The razors.
Yeah, razors or blades.
With the razor chains
at the
right.
end. You know,
oh, very
they
sharp.
Their, like,
yeah, yeah,
they
okay.
beat their back with
oh.
that. So when you ask them, why do you do this? They say, like, when Imam Zainul Abidin
mm-hmm.
became captive
okay.
from Karbala till
Shamat.
You know, Shamat.
Yes.
he was beaten with the, you know, hunter and all those. Oh. So he had these signs, like
scars at the back. On the body. Okay.
So we are doing that in the remembrance of Imam Zain al-Abidin. So when you ask them that, do you remember, do you know any hadith from Imam Zain al-Abidin? You know, even a single hadith, even something. You know, why Imam Zain al-Abidin has beared all those hardships? Oh. Why was it for? They never talk about it. They just do, you know, whatever they have seen or they learn from others, but they do not know about the message of Karbala. Mm-hmm. The main thing is, the main idea of Karbala was to convey the true message of Islam, the Muhammadan Islam.
Yes.
Rather, you know, these people are just following customs. They're following the things that they have taken from others. Something, you know, make them attractive maybe. You know, these are all from our own selves.
But we have to mention as well that they're actually, a lot of these individuals that perform these rituals, they're sincere as well.
Yes, yes.
It's not like they're they don't have the sincerity. They don't have pure intentions when they're doing so, unfortunately. But that's the thing, as Sayyid mentioned, that's the thing with customs and innovations, right? When you start performing them, you don't think about where they actually are derived from. Hmm. You know, you just perform it with a sincere intention without thinking, are these customs even a part of, you know, the religious teachings or the Islamic teachings? Do we have it? Or start questioning yourself, like, how many narrations do I know from Imam? Do I even recite Sahifa to Sajjadiyah since now I'm ready to, you know, cut open my back, for example, for the sake of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, you know? So I think our greatest responsibility, especially from the Hausa or Hausawis, should be trying to take this sincerity that they have, not trying to ruin it or trying to portray them as being people that are not sincere or have intentions that are ill. No, but try to make them understand that, look, we need to reach, this is the goal of the Qiyam of Abu Abdan alayhi salam. This is the Islamic teaching. This is the true teachings of Abu Abdan alayhi salam. And we should reach that through every ritual that actually helps us reach that goal and not through any means. Because that's not going to benefit our cause or the situation.
I could very remember when I Googled Ashura. I don't know which Western country it was, but in a year, the Shias used to give red roses to the people in the street with the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on that, okay? So somehow giving a very moderate, you know, look at the Qiyam of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But
even that, to be honest, I'm not even profound of that either. You know, I would say the best that the Muslims could do in their countries is educate their own people first and foremost.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the majority of Shias that we have in our countries themselves, they don't even understand the purpose of the Qiyam of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. Because a lot of them, they accept secular, liberal values. But if you tell them, though, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he actually did Qiyam because of secular and liberal values. Well, people, they were imposing, like, what is it called? Yeah. Implementing innovations in the society, promoting things that were creating moral corruption in that society. He opposed that.
Okay.
In other words, if Imam Hussein alayhi salam would be in a liberal or secular society, he would do Qiyam to establish a true Islamic state based on true Islamic teachings as well. You were opposed those ideas and values, and people they were shocked, right?
Yeah. So there are many things that are happening, obviously, because we have gone far away from the real
true message of
Imam Hussein. Today, Imam Hussein, you know, the Karbala has become the matter of galas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been discussed. There are auctions on Imam Hussein.
Okay.
There are, you know, many things, as you mentioned, like giving flowers on the
flowers, day of Ashura. Flowers, red roses, yes.
You know, instead of making some awareness about
Imam Hussein. For Western countries, Sayyid, what about you know, for example,
these are the new rituals that we are trying to develop. This is not good.
According to
the actual thing is, actual thing is, you need to give awareness. Maybe you can have a stall where, you know, generally it is known as a sabil. You give coffee, tea or something like that, or maybe a drink of water in the hot water, hot weather.
Yes.
And then you tell them about that. You give a flyer. You make people aware. These red roses might take them towards Imam Hussein, might give them a closer, you know, a slight, you know,
but not a
vision
a deep
about
look
it.
At
not
the
a
message.
Deep look.
Okay.
That's what we need to do. Right. Practically, we need to apply all these things in our life. And especially after the COVID, now the things are opening again because due to the
processions
COVID,
were, the processions.
So the processions even should be in a way that the people who are around us who are walking, they should know why you're protesting, why there's a procession. Generally, we organize a procession, we walk through a route, and that's it.
That's right.
But we don't have any flyers to, you know, develop. Or maybe someone on the mic, maybe he can explain about what happened from, you know, the very beginning till the end. The whole day of Ashura, maybe the things before, maybe the message of Imam Hussein. These things are not happening. We are just doing it, you know, as a ritual the way we used to do. We have our Noha Khan reciting the Noha. We are beating ourselves and we are walking. But for the rest of people who are there, because, you know, these processions, the idea of these processions were the people who are around us, the people who do not know, they should come towards you. You need to attract them. So there are no means of attracting them. These should be worked on, obviously.
The shura and shu'ur must be juxtaposed, the intellect and the passion. And the morning procession down with both of them. Inshallah, Allah gives us a chance of doing the proper method and the ways and the path of doing lamentations, morning processions for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in this month of Muharram, inshallah. Thank you very much,
Sayyid
Mohsen Naghvi and Sheikh Muhammad Khani. It was very kind of you to be present in the program Viewpoints, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us.
Allahumma ja'al mahya ya mahya Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.